somehow now we're actually dealing with the fact that you can send out an intention to the universe that you want something to happen a certain way, and you affect the electromagnetic flow in a computer chip that should be random to create your own reality and to manifest what you desire.
And these experiments were done quite a bit, especially the Institute of Noetic Science and others at Princeton University, showing how people were able to affect random number generators, so on and so forth. I mean, this really has been effectively established.
According to Dr. Robert John, there's been over 1,000 carefully controlled scientific studies like this. There was another meta-analysis done by Onnerton and Schlitz that showed a total of 39 different studies where direct human interactions at a distance were being done, including people staring at each other, and the person being stared at didn't know when they were being stared at because they were on a hidden camera. But during the time that they were being stared at, their electrical activity in their skin would skyrocket. And when you analyze 39 different studies like this and put them all together, the combined total of whether this could have been chance or not is like a trillion to one.
It so seems pretty clear that we are connected in this field of mind, and it's not only something that you can be aware of, but you can enter into and start to navigate, if that is not too scary. But let me go back to these pyramids. They are generating these benign effects on chemicals and people. Is it possible to take one of these shapes and contort it in a way in which that would produce a negative effect, like perhaps this death ray that Tesla was tinkering with?
There is some evidence that certain shapes are not as beneficial as others, and if you want to make a shape that is not as beneficial, you just build a square box. Oh my gosh, that's what we're living in, isn't it? You know, we all make square rooms. Well, we're not using the technology. That's why if you live in a house that has an A-frame or a sloped roof, you're going to be better off than if you live in a house with a flat roof. Thankfully, what's going on is, for the most part, the technology is relatively subtle when it's in a smaller shape. You're not going to really get an overly toxic effect. Where the toxic effects come in, actually, from this new science, was discovered in Germany in the early 1920s by what they called Krebs houses. Now, a Krebs house is a house where, no matter who lives there, they keep getting cancer. Dowsers actually did research, which was then confirmed by drilling into the ground, that the houses where people were getting cancer were the houses where two different underground rivers were crossing under one house. And when that happens, then everybody that lives in that house seems to be getting cancer. So that's one way in which it can be done. It is interesting that the pyramids seem to alleviate radioactivity as well, and they reduce radioactive half-life dramatically in substances stored inside of them. But it is also true that if you look at the work of Dr. Wilhelm Reich, he's one of the pioneers of the source field going back to the early 20th century, a protege of Freud's, and Wilhelm Reich discovered what he called dead orgone energy. And the most common source of dead orgone that he found was storm fronts coming in. If you've ever really noticed this, when it's getting ready to rain, you get really, really tired. And that's not just because the sky is getting cloudy and you feel gloomy. That's, according to Wilhelm Reich, an energetic effect being caused by dead orgone, or DOR, D-O-R. And there are methods in which DOR can be generated, in which this negative energy can be generated. Structures are less likely to do this, but there are mechanical ways to do it as well.
Is it the combination of a structure and the consciousness of the person inside it that manifest these results, either negative or positive?
I think to some degree you could have a negative effect on people in a pyramid if you were also in there and you weren't having the right vibration. That's why when I went to the Great Pyramid with a group in Egypt, there was a tour guy in there who was like making everybody go away from the sarcophagus after you've only been there for a couple minutes, and people were like, oh, David, lie in the sarcophagus. And I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, so, I mean, I've light laid in there, and it is a profound feeling. So what I'm saying is that does it take a human consciousness to actually manifest this effect?
It doesn't appear to, because we're seeing very anomalous effects even in pyramids where nobody is staying in them. And, for example, one of the pyramids that was built in Russia, the whole entire area had been relatively arid and dry and barren of vegetation. After they built the pyramid there, water started to rain in. They started to get streams. The lake filled up. Birds started to nest in the area. And the weirdest thing was that plants started to grow around the pyramid. Now, get a load of this. These plants that were growing around the pyramid were ferns that were supposed to be extinct and that we haven't seen in the fossil record for millions of years. And they showed up around the pyramid. Now, this is the kind of thing that should be front page news all over the world, and yet you never hear anything about it, again, because I think this is being suppressed. But that, to me, shows that we're actually dealing with the Earth's consciousness, the Gaia consciousness being harnessed like a funnel. And if you really want to know what the pyramid is doing, it gets back to the fact that gravitation is being caused by a fluid-like flow of energy moving into the Earth. It's not just happening by a pull. That's the conventional idea that gravity is pulling you down from inside the Earth. That's incorrect. Gravity is pushing you down from the sky. Gravity is a river of energy flowing into the Earth to make the Earth exist. And that energy can then be channeled and harnessed by building a funnel-like shape. When you build something in the shape of a funnel, the fluid-like energy that's flowing into it starts to swirl. It's just like a funnel that you'd see with water. It's really no different. It's a very simple process. So all you're really doing is creating a vortex current where you're actually getting a higher amount of spin and a higher amount of rotation in this field in a small area. You're making the field more coherent. You're building up its intensity. And when you do that, you're getting these effects on consciousness. For example, they gave people psychoactive drugs, including drugs that are as powerful as LSD. And you bring somebody under the influence of those drugs into the pyramid, and their mind totally smooths out. It smooths out psychiatric disorders. They actually took pyramids, rocks from the pyramids, and built them into these jail cells in Russia. And the prisoners all started to rehabilitate from alcoholism and drug addiction, and all the instances of violence in these prisons almost completely stopped. So there was like this change in people's behavior that made them more loving and more fun to get along with.
And what you're saying is that if you spend too much time in a square building, it can have the opposite effect.
Exactly. Exactly.
So people should leave their offices and their cubicles.
Get out of the box.